Students from the Southwest Alaska village of Kokanok near Lake Liamna now have a piece of their work in the nation's most honored institution, the Smithsonian. Its National Museum of the American Indian recently invited the kids to Washington, D.C. to share a book they've written about their local community and culture, which includes Aleut, Yupik, and Athabascan roots. APRN's Libby Casey caught up with them earlier this month.
The small village of Kokanok has a rich tradition of storytelling, but not many of them were written down. That changed with a new book created by the local kids all about their community. Head teacher Coulter Barnes explains.
We interviewed elders. The kids narrated a myth, like a local myth. We came up with our own history, some of the things, what it's like to live in our village now.
The book is full of not just the writings of the students, but their illustrations and photos and old archival pictures of life in the village of their grandparents' day. The project caught the eye of the Smithsonian's National Museum of the American Indian, which invited the students to Washington to share some of their stories. So earlier this month, the two dozen kids from first grade to 12th took the long flight, many of them leaving Alaska for the first time ever. They read their stories on stage at the museum, while projected images from the book showed behind them. 18-year-old Sherilyn Chuknock talked about the day she saw a porcupine that ended up becoming dinner.
I wanted something, like, different. People in Washington, they would never think of catching a porcupine and having it to eat.
Here's Sherilyn on stage at the museum.
After we caught the porcupine, I felt proud because I was the one who spotted it. In fact, 4 generations of my family enjoyed the porcupine that I spotted on that fateful day.
The story is about more than a porcupine, though. It's a day in the life of a teenager in Kokanok with family and friends.
All 4 of us sat around the fire and listened to the breeze and quietness. We looked up and saw an eagle sitting so majestic and proud on a tall tree. I noticed it was relaxing, just as we were.
A few days after reading at the museum, Sherilyn sat outside on a spring afternoon in the Smithsonian Sculpture Garden with her classmates and talked about the experience.
I was so nervous. There wasn't even that much people there. My knees were shaking just a little bit, but it was fun.
Sherilyn wasn't the only one who overcame her nerves. 7-year-old Selena Song Odaman performed too.
It was cool, but I was kind of shy to be on stage. That's my first time being in a museum.
Selena read a fable she wrote. Some of the stories dive into regional history, like Gregory Zakhar's about the local wars.
Because there was a big fight between the Russians and the Yupiks and Indians, and then it drove the Russians out of that region for a while, and they didn't come back for a couple of years.
Of all the sites in the nation's capital, from the Declaration of Independence to modern art, Gregory's favorite was a simple D.C. park.
We don't have parks where I come from. It's all wide open wilderness, and you could climb trees there. And at the place, a police officer guy got mad at us for climbing trees, and I didn't even know why he got mad. And he said, if you break a branch, it's like you could go to jail for that. And in Kokanok, you could just go around and cut down any trees you want. It's a good learning experience to come here and learn about all this stuff that you can't do here.
All the stuff you can't do in a big city like Washington. Gregory says it's cool, but he wants to live where he can hunt and not feel caged in. So by traveling outside, he's learned to appreciate home a lot more. Teacher Coulter Barnes says everything from riding bikes on pavement to visiting the zoo has been eye-opening.
And they got stuck in the barnyard looking at cows and goats. All the other kids are looking at pandas and elephants. Our kids were looking at animals they've never seen. This is a cow. This is incredible. They were so excited about it.
At the museum, the group spent time answering questions from Lower 48 kids about life in Alaska. They were the experts about whales and bears. And even though they've gone home, their book is staying at the Smithsonian, where the stories by kids like Gregory will have an audience.
I like to write all the time, and I feel happy that a bit of my writing got to be in a book that's in a museum.
So the kids from tiny Kokanok have contributed to the nation's treasure chest. In Washington, I'm Libby Casey.